Welcome to RSI Radio Volume 2. My name is John Eden. You're listening to the sounds of Bobby Ellis, and I will look forward to speaking to you again in a minute. Of Bobby Ellis there from the 60s, I think. That's a Sonia Pottinger production, the first cut of the legendary Chiang Kai-shek rhythm, which has subsequently been redone every couple of years in reggae music. It was done particularly well by Yabby Yu in the 1970s, and it was redone a few years ago by Ward 21 on their Ganja Smoke anthem, which you may have heard on the mix I did, which was called Shake the Foundations Volume 2. If you don't know who I am, my name is John Eden. This is RSI Radio Volume 2. It's a product of the uncarved.org blog and my khaki repetitive strain injury related wrists. So what we're going to do tonight is play you a bit of reggae, a bit of messed up songs, and later on we're going to move into some dark electronic dance music related stuff. So kicking off with Bobby Ellis, the legendary Jamaican trumpeter, started off with Sonia Pottinger, as I said, and then carried on working with a number of luminaries, including playing a part in The Upsetters with Lee Perry in the 70s. And if you heard the last episode of RSI Radio, you will have found out how much we like reviewing how rhythms have developed over the 40, 50 years of Jamaican music. So we're going to stay with Chiang Kai-shek now, but move into late 70s, early 80s sort of vibes. This should be, if my CD player works properly, Sugar Minot. That's one of Chiang Kai-shek.
African girl, whoa, 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 where you are, my little African girl. Yes, you are, my little African girl. You're the nicest girl to me in this whole wide world. Yeah, 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 yeah.
nicest girl in this whole wide world. Oh well, yes, African girl.
Said this is Sugar Minot on the Chiang Kai-shek rhythm from a compilation called Sugar Minot, The Roots Lover 1978-1983, which is out on Moll Selector Records out of Hamburg. If you listened to the first RSI radio, then you would have heard a rock steady tune I played by Moll Selector, which was by Slim Smith, and this Sugar Minot compilation I've done is just as good. It's a double CD set, and it's got lots of great Roots relics and Black Roots productions on it. Things like Dancehall Style, Waiting for Your Love, No Vacancy, In Odisha Time, and it's really, really good. The remastering's been done by Von Oswald from Basic Channel, who knows what he's doing with that sort of stuff. There's a few introductions by Fuzzy Jones and a bit of, you know, snippets of Sugar Minot Live, some nice sleeve notes, and this is well worth getting hold of. It's focusing more on the lovers and still cultural side, but less of your railing against the injustices of Babylon and beating them down. So it's not soft, but it's not full on militant Rastafari at the same time. So check that out. Moll Selector have got a website, and this compilation is called Sugar Minot, The Roots Lover. It covers the period 1978 to 1983. Let's have a bit more. Staying with a Roots Relics sort of vibe, I've been listening a lot recently to the compilation The Very Best of Me by Billy Boyo. Again, some wicked Roots Relics productions. Billy Boyo sprang to fame in the early 80s as being a teenage JA DJ superstar, and I think a lot of people probably worried about old poor Billy's health, because he's doing all these songs about Wicked She Wicked and One Spliff a Day, and you know, where are his parents, where are all these people looking out for him when he's in the dance in the night? But still some great tunes. I think he's still around. I don't know quite what he's doing. I hope he's in some way involved with this release, but more about that in a minute. This is also on the compilation The Best of Me, and it's a tune called Janet Sinclair with Little John. Perhaps we'll rewind that then, shall we? Bring back John Peel. He never did that, did he?
Sister, me like a loving sister, me like a curses, study boy, the magic star. Billy curses, study boy, the magister. God, them a come and them a wear polyester. They say, give me a little loving sister.
Bim, give me a little loving sister. God, judge, I know I said that you are my lover. Give me a little loving sister.
God, why me little sister, the boy, the magic star. Me little sister, the boy, the magic star. And you think give me a little loving sister.
And when me tell her that, she said that no matter.
But you think give me a little loving sister.
Bim.
But you think give me a little loving sister.
Ooh, I'm so wild. Come and say, oh, are you forgive me, little loving sister?
Right.
You forgive me, little loving sister?
So you're listening to the sounds of Billy Boyo alongside Little John from the Best of Me compilation of the Billy Boyo tunes. Again, back in the 80s with the Roots Reddix, had some wicked stuff going down there. All produced by Henry Junjo Laws. God, I'm going mad tonight. All backed by the Roots Reddix, all mixed by Scientist, and you can hear Scientist dubbing up in the background now, if I've got the levels right, and recorded at King Tubby's and Channel One, so doesn't get much better than that, really. Loads of great reggae going around at the moment. You've got your podcasts, you've got your Rhythm magazine issue 5 out. Check out Mine Paul's Dancehall Pressure podcast on the Blogger Rhythms tip. And next time, going to play you hopefully a bit more bashy stuff. We're in a bit of a 80s dancehall vibe this time, so have a bit of this. I forgot to mention, this is kind of a shady release. It's not recorded at very high volume, but I think that's probably okay. It's probably not spoiling your enjoyment of it too much, because I've turned it up, as should you. The label, well, there isn't a label, really. It's just down as being SVLP01. It's a green cover with Billy there waving his hand in the air, wearing a beret and a medallion and not a lot else. He's rocking that jacket and no vest style that I never really did, but perhaps you get away with that more if you're back of the yard in the 80s rather than wandering around with a beer belly in Stoke Newington in 2006. Have some more of this Scientist dub anyway before I totally lose it. So I think we can agree that that's all proper dancehall style, early 80s business going on. One thing that's been hyped up recently on a 2006 tip as being the follow-on from that sort of vibe is this next tune by Al Barozzi. And the lyrics of that last one, I didn't mention it, but Janet Sinclair was an agony aunt in Jamaica. So you've got Little John on there singing about how he's going to write to Janet about the various problems he's got with his relationship, and possibly not all that common having a bit of admittance of fragility and perhaps not being a big macho man in Jamaican dancehall, certainly now, but possibly then as well. Al Barozzi, who's the singer on this next tune, has got problems of his own. His relationships aren't the issue, but he needs to try and claim some of his property back. See what you make of this.
Babylon them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief, my herb. 20 pound a weed in a cheap black scandal bag. You sit in a vamba crony head a black rag. Who are the talks them with and butter Long Beach? Them load it and leave before policeman them reach. Yo, herbalist, high grade specialist. Export green stash, import green cash. Fill up a big house so the money get washed. Your hand feel like sick, no more callous, no rash. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief. Thief my herb, Babylon them thief my herb, them thief my herb, Babylon them thief my herb, them thief my herb, Babylon them thief my herb, them thief my herb. Vacuum seal pack, four of them pack fit in a Gucci brown sack. Westmoreland pass to Kingston Air Park, deliver to pilot and chestnut depart. Yo, herbalist, high grade specialist, export green starch, import green cash. Buy a escalator so the money get washed. Your hand feel like sick, no more callous, no rash. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief, my herb. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief, my herb. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief, my herb. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief, my herb. CIA and FBI them have hype on you. Money in a envelope, pick up the blue suit. Run on your backyard and landscape fi run. Me never hear no man that run faster than gun. Herbalist, high grade specialist, export green stash, import green cash. Fill up a go-go, I saw the money get washed. Your hand feel like sick, no more callous, no rash again, yo. Herbalist, high grade specialist, export green stash, import green cash. Buy enough pum pum so the money get washed. Your hand feel like sick, no more callous, no rash, yeah. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief, my herb. Babylon them thief, my herb them thief, my herb.
That's Albarosi with a tune called Herbalist, which is a 7-inch that's just come out, well, came out a little while back on Forward Records out of Jamaica. If you can't get the 7-inch, because these things tend to disappear from the shops, then you can pick this up on the Greensleeves 2006 One Drop Anthems compilation double CD they've just got coming out as well. That's got Dean Fraser on the sax, and what you won't get on the Greensleeves One Drop compilation is the rather fine dub version on the other side, which is great, and it's good to see the return of a bit of proper dubbing on the version size of Jamaican 7-inches. I think the last outcropping of that we got was with Fatty's Burrell on the back of Exterminator 7-inches at the turn of the century, so hopefully that bodes well for the future of dubbing and one droppage. Again, I go up and down with One Drop. I think there's a lot of fairly weak tunes out there that aren't really building on the successes of what reggae was good at previously. But there are some fantastic tunes like that as well, and the things I played on RSI Radio Volume 1 that I will keep seeking out, and I will keep playing them to you. And bear in mind that, you know, if you like it, try and put some money in the artist's pockets. All right. We're about to enter the second phase of RSI Radio Volume 2, but before we do that, I'd like to thank everyone that said nice things about Volume 1. The best way to get hold of me is by writing, and many people send me postcards or just, if I knew them, said hello or whatever. Got the odd email too. I'm going to try and address the mumbling issue and the turntable knackeredness issue this time, which probably means that lots of other glitches will appear instead, but there you go. We get better as we move on, and that's the reason we do this, is partly to get better. The best way to contact me is by writing to John Eden at BM Box 3641 London WC1N3XX. And if you do that, there's a good chance that you'll get a nice postcard back. I've just invested in a load of postcards by a man called Mark Pawson, who, if you're into your mail art and other things, you'll know all about. The next phase of the show, I don't want to call it a show, but I guess probably it is sort of non-Jamaican messed up songs that people have sent me recently. And the first one of these is a tune called You Missed a Damn Good Chance by Dave Cloud and the Gospel of Temperance. So see what you make of this.
If you weren't kidding, girl, about being sexed up by me, then, girl, you missed a damn good chance. You missed a damn good chance. If you aren't agitated about everything you're throwing away when you say, okay, bye-bye, baby, you missed a damn good chance. You missed a damn good chance. I'm up, I'm down, I throw my life away, I miss a damn good chance. If you miss a damn good chance. I'm up, I'm down, I throw my life away, I miss a damn good chance every
you
day.
You missed a damn good chance.
Go away, girl. Go back to the runways of Paris. Walk the catwalks by midnight.
By midnight.
Among the rooms of the fashion elite. See if I care. See if I cry tears of blood and agony over losing your desirable body. Girl, if you weren't lying about being turned on by me,
you missed a damn good chance.
Girl, if you aren't lying about being turned on by me,
you missed a damn good chance.
You missed a damn good chance.
You missed a damn good chance.
You missed a damn good chance. South of France, go to Monaco, gamble every night, take my life savings, throw it all away, leave me in poverty, I have nothing left to say.
You missed a damn good chance.
You missed a damn good chance. If you weren't joking when you said you love me so,
you missed a damn good chance,
girl. If you weren't joking when you said you love me so,
you missed a damn good chance.
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 Your life away.
You missed your damn good chance.
Throwing your life away.
You missed your damn good chance. Never learn.
Where have all the flowers gone?
You missed your damn good chance.
So as I said, that's Dave Cloud and the Gospel of Power. You missed a damn good chance off their Napoleon of Temperance album, which is out on Fire Records. I dare say you're probably as confused as I am as to why Fire Records sent me that, because it's not the sort of thing I'd normally write about or play on these things or do in my mixes, but I think you'll agree it's very, very good. He's got a nice growly grain of his voice there. Dave Cloud has apparently been going for about 25 years, which would explain, I guess, where he's at. And also, he started out in Nashville which possibly you could have guessed, but didn't fit in with the Nashville set, so has been, I guess, Nashville artist in exile. Seems like it goes down a bomb in Norway, of all places. The people of Bergen asked him to rename the old Radisson Hotel in downtown Bergen, which apparently is now called Dave Cloud's Club El Morocco. And, you know, if there are any megalomaniacs listening, then your best bet is to spend 25 years completely underappreciated and you know, not seen as being a good thing in your hometown, and then head off to Norway, because clearly they'll give you more leeway than is absolutely necessary to do mad stuff. And I think Dave Cloud probably is one of those people that deserves a bit of leeway. So, yep, the album, as I said, is called The Napoleon of Temperance. It's a double album, all lo-fi, scuzzy, growly tunes on there. The second CD is largely composed of slightly unhinged cover versions of things like the Motown song Heatwave and Lay Lady Lay, 8 Miles High, and Let's Spend the Night Together. So that was Dave Cloud and the Gospel of Power. And now, moving into slightly different arena, this is going to be Anti-Family off their, I think, debut album, a song called Work Cheap. Obsession, there's always going to be place in my heart for a bit of deadpan vocals and raw synths in the background. That was Anti-Family off their debut album, which I don't think has a title, but maybe it's self-titled, maybe it's just called Anti-Family. It's on Difficult Fun Records, and at this point I have to declare an interest to preserve the credibility of what I'm doing and you know, promote transparency and all the rest of it. Difficult Fun is a project by Dave, who's a mate of mine, and Howard Slater, who I've previously bigged up as a contributor to Dataside magazine, and they've released a lot of good stuff. I was at their launch party for the label, and most of the acts were featured. Very, very, very good night. Nice bit of angular basic synths, and I know that Howard and Dave have done the proper research into the history of what they're doing, and they're not just sort of skimming off the surface of people who pursued the kind of deadpan synth pop thing previously. So have a look for Howard's articles on the net about Factory and things like that. Anyway, yeah, Anti-Family album, the song was called Work Cheap. All of the tunes on that are just as good. There's it's a kind of sprawling collaborative project. I think there's a few people at the centre who got in various mates to do music at various points, and it's all top stuff. The group unfortunately doesn't exist anymore, but I would hope that at least some of them would go on and do other things, because that was top gear. And they still have their website up at www.antifamily.org, and there's some MP3s there, and watch that space for what they else they do, I guess. Difficult Fun, the label. They've also got an album out from Asja Auf Capri, which I will try and play something off next time in a different but similar vein. And you can find out more about Difficult Fun at www.difficultfun.org, and tell them I sent you, and support people doing little labels around the place if you can, because I like what they're doing. I'd like them to do more of it. If you like what they're doing, the only way they're going to do more of it is if they get some support from people. So, someone I haven't supported is the next lot. I got this CD sent to me 5 years ago, so a big apology there. There always seem to be other things to do instead, but finally, I'm restoring the debt of honour I owe to a group called Flaming Fire, who I think bothered to send me their CD from New York. So see what you think of this. I'll explain the background to it a bit more in a minute.
Thank you.
Okay, so that is, and that is as well, Flaming Fire off their album Get Old and Die with Flaming Fire. Now it's a tune called In the Summertime When Everything is Holy. Flaming Fire, I think I was probably in a different place in 5 years ago in 2001 when that came out and they sent it to me. The blog didn't exist, but I was doing kind of bloggy type things once a month on the website, uncarved.org, and Flaming Fire are on a sort of, it says in this bit of paper that they sent me, that I've kept for 5 years, that's loyalty for you. They're on the performances are on a kind of Greco-Roman tip, and there is a slightly bizarre religious undercurrent to what they're doing, which I think if you're going to be into religious currents, you might as well be into the bizarre ones. So there are tunes on the album called things like Why Do Birds Sound Like Motorbikes, which is a bit surreal, and there's also a totally over the top and mad cover version of Cameo's Word Up, along with things like that. Apparently since that album came out they've gone a bit more rock, which may or may not be a bad thing. I'll try and get some more up-to-date stuff by Flaming Fire and find out what they're doing now. They've also got this kind of weird and large, I think it's fair to say, mail art project going on, where they're trying to get an illustration for every single verse in the King James Bible, which is something like 36,600 illustrations, with the eventual aim being that they're going to exhibit them all in some exhibition, which I guess will be like 10 miles long or something. So fair play to Flaming Fire. If you have a illustrative bent, then check out their website, which is www.flamingfire.com. And again, someone else I owe a postcard at the very least, to reinforce the fact that, you know, they send out their hard-earned CDs and eventually something comes of it. So there's other stuff on their website around what they're doing now as well. And hopefully you enjoyed that. I've been playing it on and off for 5 years, along with the especially the Cameo cover version and other tunes that are on there as well.